It's time for James's Idiom of the Week.
As many of you know, a great way to learn English is through music. Listening to music, singing music, and hey, writing your own songs. Why not? But did you know that many song titles were actually idioms before they became great songs? Aha! For example, Water Under the Bridge. Water Under the Bridge. Now, this means it's all in the past and it's all forgotten about. For example, we would say, you know, we didn't like each other before, but that's water under the bridge now. And of course, it's a famous song from Adele. Yep, water under the bridge. She used that idiom as the title of her song. Here's another one. Hit the road. Hit the road. Now, this means to leave or to tell a person to leave or go away and never come back. For example, there's two examples. The first one where it's just, you know, I'm going to leave. We say, I'd love to stay longer, but it's really time to hit the road. Or if you want a person to leave and never come back, you could say, man, you are really annoying. Just hit the road. Get out of my office.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. And don't you come back no more.
That was the great Ray Charles. Now, he added Jack to the song there, so there was a rhyme. So he said, hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back. So he's using the second meaning of the idiom, which is, get out of here, leave me alone, hit the road, Jack. Yeah, there's a movie out there about his life, Ray Charles's life, called Ray. Very, very good film. So check it out if you can. Now, my students, you know I am a big Lady Gaga fan, and having met her twice in Toronto, or, okay, at least, you know, seen her twice. No one ever gets to meet Gaga. She uses the idiom poker face. Yeah, poker face. Now, poker face means that you do not show any feeling on your face. Your face is blank. You don't show what you're thinking or feeling. It's an empty face. Like you're playing poker in Las Vegas. You don't want anyone to know what you're thinking. All right? So, you know, for an example sentence, you might say, he can tell a lie with a poker face. Or he can tell a joke with a poker face. So let's hear Gaga. Sorry, my students. I had to stop it there because Stephanie, our producer, is a huge, huge Gaga fan. She's dancing like crazy in the booth. Okay, calm down. Calm down, Stephanie, you Gaga crazy lady. All right, I am beginning to feel like a real DJ here, you know. Next one. I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. Now, I Heard It Through the Grapevine means to hear rumors about something or someone, kind of gossip. I heard it through the grapevine that James got fired? What? Now, I do have a funny story here about this song, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, and this idiom. It was one of the first karaoke songs that I had ever sung. Sing, sang, sung. I was a teenager, and me and my friends made an actual professional karaoke recording of this song. Now, I am a little bit older, and you're like, what? Yeah, in Canada, okay, long ago, before many of you were born, we did not have a karaoke box or a karaoke room or a karaoke club. We had to actually go to a studio, and it was in an amusement park, because that's where all the kids were, and it was kind of a real studio. And we actually recorded that song. And that was my first ever karaoke song. I heard it through the grapevine. And somewhere out there in the world, you can hear me singing as a teenager with my voice changing. Okay, let's do one more, Stephanie, and wrap up this segment. Let's do this one.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
Yes, in honor of the new film, Bohemian Rhapsody, about Queen and Freddie Mercury, another one bites the dust. The idiom bite the dust means to fail or to destroy a car or a motorcycle or a bicycle or to die. Yeah. Now, it's very informal and you should not use this in any serious situation. Don't call 911. 911, I'm going to bite the dust. No. Don't do that. Okay, this is just, having fun. And actually, we really don't use this expression too much anymore. It has kind of died. I think the song kind of killed this idiom. But if you're going to use it in a sentence, you would say, I'm going to bite the dust if I go skateboarding. But again, not something we use. But it is a famous, famous idiom. And interestingly enough about this song, Another One Bites the Dust, Sylvester Stallone wanted this song to be in Rocky III for his training montage. And he liked the beat so much that he reached out to Queen, who told Rocky, Sylvester Stallone, no way. So Stallone decided to create another song. And that sounds very similar to Another One Bites the Dust. Listen. Yes, Eye of the Tiger. And that is your idiom of the week.
Don't forget to follow James on Instagram @ConnectWithJames for fun photos and updates on future episodes.